Secret Life of Kenneth Williams, with Richard Caldicott, Josephine Cusom, Caroline Bagston, and Leslie Heritage. Chapter 4, The Great Exhibition. And here's the man who reveals all, Mr. Kenneth Williams.
Ever pondered to yourselves about the incongruities of life? I have. I've often popped off for a ponder. I'm always popping off for one. And I've come to the conclusion, if you're going to do something, go the whole hog. As with many things in life, I would say the bigger the better. Don't knock about with half measures. No, the whole hog. I always go the whole hog. I really do. It's a lot or nothing with me, I can tell you. Mind you, as many ladies will know, I have got more to offer than most men. No, I have. Oh, yes, good looks, wit, charm, and jocularity in abundance. For example, as will be evident in the story I'm about to relate to you, which began one evening in my luxury apartment.
A room with a view, no one to worry us, no one to bother us. No. Come in, do. Come in.
It's me, Kenny, Maisie.
Oh, it's you. Oh, well, come in then.
Kenny, Oh, yes, I like the narrow-tower dressing gown. You got anything underneath it?
Get away, here. Oh, you take too many liberties.
Oh, what's that long thing?
That long thing is my cigarette holder. Do us a turn, Maisie, and light me filter tip, will you? When I've got it in my mouth, my arms won't reach. No, I'm just trying to live up to my image as a much-loved superstar.
Here, what's that exotic smell I'm finding so stimulating?
I'm glad you noticed that. That's my new aftershave for men, Tarzan's Torso. Oh, bring the hot tang of the jungle to your own.
Oh, well, I was wondering if the postman had left a parcel for me by any chance.
Yes, indeed. And why is it addressed here and not for your own home? Postman, I think we've come to an arrangement.
Oh, I wish we had.
Here, Calm yourself.
Oh, well, you see, I didn't want my mum to know I'd sent for it. Oh, look, this is it. In a plain sealed wrapper, just like the advert said.
Here, Maisie Dope. You haven't sent one of those books, have you? The fully illustrated lover's manual.
No, it's nothing like that at all, Kenny.
Oh.
It's a jar of buddy grow.
Oh. Look, it's all that. The wonder bust developing cream.
Oh, well, hope springs eternal.
And it says rub well into the affected part. I suppose you wouldn't.
No, Great, for me, whatever next.
Well, anything you like, Kenny, anything you like.
Oh, I'll go.
Here, are you expecting somebody?
No.
Well, you're all tarted up with your slinky dressing gown on. Here, your bed's been made.
Aye? Oh, well, glad you never know your luck.
Well, I'm just leaving. I'll see who it is for you. Oh, Miss Gibbs.
Can I see Mr. Williams, please?
Well, wait there. I'll see if he's in. Here, it's her. Big bosom.
How dare you speak of Miss Gibbs like that? You're jealous, aren't you? Jealous?
Well, it all adds up, doesn't it? Sexy clothes. Your aftershave stinking the place out. That's a prelude to an orgy.
Come in, Miss Gibbs, my dear. This is... it's delicious surprise.
But you knew I was coming. You got my message.
Yes, I said don't escape you, Miss.
Don't worry, I'm going.
Yes. Oh, do let me take your coat.
Miss Gibbs. How terribly decent of it to come.
Maisie seemed a bit huffy.
Very flat, Maisie.
You know, I want you urgently.
Oh, I'll just go and switch the electric blanket on.
There's not much time. Get your dressing gown on.
Ooh. That aftershave was worth every penny.
Hurry, Mr. Williams. Get your dressing gown off and your clothes on. Oh. It's a child is waiting for us.
Oh, it's the child who wants me urgently.
Oh, but of course. What did you think?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Have I got time to have a cold bath first?
Again, Sir Charles, a third time this week. If it follows the same pattern as the others, it's more of Naval Plan Z.
Where are the signals being to?
Moscow, sir.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, Tompkins?
Colonel Bodovsky, sir?
Precisely. Only an agent of his caliber could get hold of Plan Z. Have you pinpointed where the signals are coming from yet?
We're still working on it, but the transmissions are too brief to give us a good fix. Oh, it stopped.
Well, you must be able to give us a rough idea.
East end of London, sir. Dockland area.
Yes. Well, I don't care how many men you use. I want an accurate fix. To work 24 hours a day if necessary. Come on, Tompkins. Work to do. Our lords and masters didn't forgive me for letting him slip through our fingers last time. I naturally absolved you from as much blame as possible and took most of it on my own shoulders.
I was on holiday at the time, sir.
Yes, sir. This Russian is one of the reasons why my GCP has been delayed.
I wonder if I might put forward a suggestion, sir.
Well, I'm not too big a man to accept suggestions, Tompkins, even from you.
Well, couldn't this tie up with the reports we've received that a man has been striking up conversations with naval personnel in the ship's Bell public house of Wapping? I mean, it's a shot in the dark, sir, but the man could well be Colonel Godovsky.
Tompkins, I've just had an idea. This man who's been questioning sailors down at Wapping, we've had those reports in. Do you know who I think he is?
Colonel Godovsky, sir.
Word, Tompkins, you're brighter than I thought.
Thank you, sir.
You just want someone to lead the way, that's all. Yeah. Now, this could be the break we're looking for. Williams will be here soon. Now, we'll use him. He'll be our decoy sailor. Ah, there you are, Williams.
It's nice that you send for me, Sir Charles. Oh, your worship, Sir Charles.
Stop kissing my hand, for goodness sake, and get in the car. Come on, Harry, come on. It's good of you to do this at such short notice.
It's all right.
That's the ship's bell over there.
Yes.
You know what to do.
I have to drop these hints about naval defences and hope that this Colonel Bodovsky makes contact.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm sorry the sailor's uniform is a bit ancient.
Mm.
It's the best we could do in the circumstances. Mm. But he looks splendid, doesn't he, Tom?
Mm. Every inch an old salt, sir.
I could do without this crutch. Here. Here. And this claret you gave me, it's very nasty habit.
That they do kill the lily a little, oh, yes. And off you go then, Williams, and the best of luck.
Trot for an old sea dog, then, eh?
Bobby, it's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Aye, they've been scraping the barnacles off me bottom all day. So, to the relief to sink down, I can tell ye. Are you in the nature of a sailing man, a shipmate?
That's right.
Then you'll know what it's like to be sailing round the Cape with the wind blowing round your spinnakers.
I heard it was rat on the Woolwich Ferry tonight.
They do say, you see, they do say there'd be a fella in here who's interested in sailors' talk and that.
You must mean in the corner.
Ah.
Fair air, light blue suit. See who I mean?
Oh, wow. I perceive him clearly, sir. Why, if you'll excuse me, I'll just take the anchor out. I'm going to berth alongside of him and compare manifestos, as it were. Excuse me, matey, but I understand from a mutual acquaintance that you're interested in having a chat with us seafaring fellas.
Why, hello, ducky. Sit down. Have a drink and a chin wag.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. Thank you.
Oh, don't be shy, ducky. We could go back to my place for a little conversazione, just the two of us.
No. My apologies, sir. I misread your colors. You'll excuse me. I've got some ballast to discharge.
Here he comes now, Tompkins. Any luck, Williams?
Not the kind you mean. I made contact, but he's not interested in the same kind of naval movements that we are. Lucky to go out there with me cargo intact.
Yes, I thought it was a stupid idea when Tompkins suggested it, but he was so insistent. Oh. But anyway, we've got a fresh lead.
Oh.
Tompkins is through to the radio room, but Dofkis is transmitting at this moment. As we're in the vicinity, we should be able to get across Beth. Hold it! Oh, damn it, stopped.
We make the signal source just under 100 yards due east of you.
That building there, Tompkins.
We've located it, radio control. Thank you. Open it out. Lonely looking place, sir.
Can you make out what it is?
I can. The East London Ladies Residential College of Art.
We've come to the wrong place.
No. I don't think we have. Oh, what a perfect cover. He's just finished transmitting, so he's still in there. We've got to get into that building, and now.
No, that won't be easy. Look, ladies only. Gentlemen not admitted.
Then you'll have to do your stuff, won't you?
No! No, but you're not getting me into drag again. No.
Here, people are beginning to talk.
No. All I'm suggesting is that you use your acting skill to pose as an artisan of some kind.
Oh.
A plumber, say. A call to repair a leak.
Yes?
Good evening, madam. Are you sent for the plumber?
I don't think so.
I understand you're having a bit of trouble with your water.
Be that as it may, we haven't sent for you.
Definitely a call, lady. Do you know where your ball cock is?
I don't think I want to hear that sort of talk, my man.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Why don't you let me have a fiddle around your system? I'll find anything wrong, I'll put it right. Your male connection's probably worked itself loose.
I'm positive we haven't got one, but if you must check the water, do it quickly.
Right.
I don't like men blowing about the pond.
All right, dear.
Yes. Just open the window and let's search our
Tompkins in. Here we are.
Thank you, Williams. Well done, Williams.
Well done.
Close the window. Now, listen. We've no legal right to be here, so we've got to play it cool. We don't know what Vodosky looks like, so we find the transmitter first and then wait and see who uses it.
Right.
You search the rooms to the left of the corridor, Williams. Tompkins will take those to the right.
What about you?
I shall stay here and direct operations. Off you go then, the pair of you. And as before, good luck.
Mrs. Roughly.
Control yourself, Muriel. What is it?
A major catastrophe, I'm afraid. I just had the agency on the phone. The model they were sending us has been delayed. His car's broken down and they don't think he'll be able to make it.
Oh, damn. How are we going to get a man to pose at such short notice? Oh, I know. Albert the caretaker will have to do it.
I've already suggested it to him, but he's locked himself in the boiler room and won't come out.
Good heavens, what is that? And who on earth are you?
Good evening, madam.
Are you from the agency?
The agency? Yes, I am.
Oh, well, hurry up, ma'am. Get your clothes off.
Thank you very much for the offer, madam, but I'm out of condition.
You are the model, aren't you?
bottle.
Well, for my ladies are class. To pose in the nude.
In the nude? No. I'm not the model. I'm his manager.
Well, where is he then?
Sir Charles. Oh.
Is this it?
Yes.
Well, unpromising looking material. I'd be able to do something with him when he's stripped off. Please be quick as you can. My ladies are waiting.
Waiting for what?
Here, Williams,
old chap. Did I ever tell you how much I enjoyed your performance?
No. Look, I know you as old. If you've got a really rotten job for me to do, you start facing me up in that flannel.
I can't deny that I do have a little excitement. Mm-hmm. The ladies' art class have to paint a portrait, and I said I had a young, handsome, dashing, debonair companion.
Oh, well, I recognize what you mean.
So I thought, while they're painting your portrait, mm-hmm. Tompkins and I will be left free to track down the transmitter. Mm-hmm. Where is Tompkins, by the way?
That's what I came to tell you. He's disappeared.
He must be around somewhere now. I'll soon find him. Yes?
Is he ready yet?
Yeah, he won't be long, Mrs. Buffy. He won't be long.
I'm ready now.
No, Williams. Not quite.
Not quite.
Well, when I said the ladies were going to paint your portrait, I was perhaps not being specific enough.
Well, be specific. How do they want to paint me? Head and shoulders or full length?
In the nude.
Thank you and good night. I'm going home. I've heard of places like this. Dirty old men are bad enough, but dirty old women, no thank you.
Don't get so excited. You're too big a man to be ashamed of doing this.
How do you know? Now, I don't care. I'll keep myself pure until the right lady comes along. I'm not giving previews.
It means nothing more to them than looking at a bit of scrag end in a picture.
As you thought. Now, if you'll just allow me to pass through that door.
Hearts of oak are our ships, jolly tars are our men.
What's that got to do? If Brodowski finishes transmitting, the Royal Navy could be rendered impotent.
That'd be the day.
It could happen. In the event of war with the Russians, they could pinpoint the position of every ship we have.
Oh, I don't want that to happen.
No,
of course you don't. Steady, boys. Steady.
It's up to you to save the Williams, to go out there and face those women with your flag proudly flying. Oh, I wish I could do it myself.
Well, here's your chance. You strip off and I'll go and look for them.
But they asked for you, Williams. The young, sexy one, they said.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, you've got round me again. Oh, I'll do it. Who's that?
What's this? Still this? Now come along. My girls are all agog with pencils, foils.
You see, he won't be long, Mrs. Ruffy. Just initial shyness.
Now come along. Now what's he got to be shy about?
You're dying to know, aren't you?
Well, be as quick as you can. I must get Albert the caretaker to soak up the boilers. We don't want you to catch a cold in your chest.
Not my chest, I'm worried about. Oh, look, I'm not going out there on my own. You can come with me.
But we can leave Tompkins on his own.
No,
all right. I wonder how Tompkins is getting on.
It's awfully dark down here. Ah, a door. Ooh, boiler room. Oh, there's something in the corner. Good heavens, it's the transmitter. What was that? I know there's someone there. I'm giving you fair warning. Oh.
Surely I can turn round now, William.
All right.
Good Lord. All that fuss over nothing.
There's such a thing as quality.
I suppose there's no point in stretching it out.
I can't get the door open.
Well, you can't do it with your teeth. You have to take your hands away from there. Open it properly.
So, hold it.
Oh dear. Birthday suit. There's hundreds of them.
And here he is at last. Yeah. And well worth waiting for. Oh. Hey, ladies. Now, up you get. Up on the rostrum. So everyone can see all there is to see. Yeah. Now, I want you to lean forward slightly.
Yeah.
With one hand over your head. As if you were throwing a discus.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Now, hold it.
I beg your pardon. No. Yes.
Ladies, your attention, please. Now, stop drawing for a moment. Now, as you can see, our model has adopted the classic pose of the famous Greek statue of a discus thrower. For the purpose of this exercise, would you please draw the model as if he were wearing a fig leaf?
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting fed up with this.
It's not much longer.
I've been so embarrassed in all my life. Some of these ladies only come here to look. And if the one who pretends to be short-sighted comes up here once more, I'm... I'll bring
my niece up under her chin.
I really will.
Tea break, ladies. Tea break. Down tools, everyone. You can relax now, Marlowe. Back in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
I should think. I've had enough of this, William.
You've had enough. What about me?
Come on. Let's get out of here. We'll grab your clothes and go and find Tom.
Right. And we'll leave as we came in. You first, me right behind you. By the left, quick march. Left. Left.
There's Mrs. Ruffley.
What am I supposed to do? Present arms?
The canteen that way, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, madam. Nice.
Yes, then we go the other way.
Right.
That's the door.
Are you sure?
Positive. I have an excellent sense of direction.
Good.
Quick, Williams, down those stairs. They must lead somewhere. Through that door.
Oh, this is better. Oh, it's the boiler room. Oh, the penetrating warmth. Oh, I can feel my extremities again.
Hold still. Or I'll warm you. Look at that, Williams. He's got a shovel.
Who are you?
I'm Albert the caretaker.
Oh?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself coming into a ladies' college stark naked.
Yeah, look here, Albert, my man. We're not after the ladies.
No, they're after us.
He's been posing for them. And it's worth a pound if you'd go upstairs and fetch my friend's clothes.
Oh, I'll be pleased to oblige you, sir.
Hold on, I won't be long. If he's not Colonel Badowski, then I'm a Dutchman. The only man in the place, all on his own in the boiler room. What a set!
I can't believe it.
What's that?
But it came from over there. Go and take a look.
I'm vulnerable. I'm in the nude. Suppose he made a grab for me.
We'll both go.
Right.
Good.
Oh. It's Tonkin.
Is he?
No, he's just out cold. Had a nasty crack on the head by the look of it.
Well, now are you convinced about the caretaker?
He doesn't look like a Russian.
They don't all wear Cossack caps and baggy trousers, you know. Hand me that shovel quickly. He's coming back.
Here's your clothes, Ansel.
Don't make a move, Podolsky. I could cleave you in two with this shovel, so don't make a move. Kiss him, Williams.
Okay, boss.
Here.
No, it's all right, it's clean.
Williams, Williams. There's someone standing behind that curtain in the corner. You can see the feet sticking out.
Well, keep talking. I shall deal with this.
Yes, you thought you were so clever. What's happened?
Oh, it's a statue. A rubbish statue.
Look what was hidden inside it.
A shortwave transmitter.
Chalk marks, Williams. Exactly where I thought it would be hidden.
Oh.
Very clever, Bodovsky. But as you see, not clever enough.
But too clever for you, Sir Charles.
Mrs. Ruffley.
My real name is Bodovsky. Colonel Bodovsky of the Red Army.
A woman?
My sex is irrelevant.
Why, you said it, Ducky.
Now, please don't move. I shan't hesitate to shoot.
I never did trust her.
A pity you had to get involved, Albert. Now you will share the fate of the others.
You mean?
I'm afraid so. You're a sensible man. You realize I can't leave anyone alive who could identify me.
Goodbye, Williams.
No.
Sorry about this.
No, no, not goodbye, Sir Charles. I'd never be happy in heaven knowing that my obituary of a time is read. Found dead in the nude in a boiler house. No, no, don't worry. So try this for size, Colonel.
So that's the end of Colonel Bodovsky. She won't be bothering us again for a long, long time. And we've got Mabel Panzer back intact. Congratulations are in order, I think. How's the head, Tompkins?
Sore, sir, but getting better.
What on earth did you throw at her, Williams? I couldn't see anything handy.
It was a fig leaf from the statue. The biggest weapon I could lay my hands on. Yes. Well, I hope you'll excuse me. But, Charles, I'm dead beat. It's been an eventful evening. I'm for bed.
Yes, of course. Tompkins and I will get back to the office and make our reports and see the credit goes where it's due.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind.
Not at all. Thanks. Good night, Williams.
Oh, home at last.
Oh, Kenny.
Oh, it's you. Hello, Maeve.
I just thought I'd look in.
Mm.
Sorry, I walked out in a huff earlier on.
Oh, it's all right. You'll have to excuse me, Maeve. Oh, what an evening. I've only just put my clothes on. Oh, I'll absolutely live.
Yeah. You've had that new skins in here, haven't you? Look at you, you dirty devil. You couldn't get me out quick enough, could you?
But Maisie, listen, I can explain.
There's nothing to explain. It's self-evident. Now shudder to think what she looks like.
Wow. That's how I saved the entire Royal Navy from oblivion. By stripping off. Nelson's got his column and Trafalgar's got his square. What have I got? There, I do have high hopes that in the fullness of time, my services will be publicly recognized and that I'll be honored with a suitably positioned life-size statue of me in me prime, sturdy of leg, straight of back, waving me symbol of defiance in the face of the common enemy.
Waving to me! Kenny, waving to me! That was Kenneth Williams, Richard Caldicott, Josephine Tewson, Caroline Blackstone, and Leslie Heritage in The Great Exhibition. Also involved were Nigel Anthony, Betty Bascom, Douglas Blackwell, Judith Furs, and David Vallor. The Secret Life of Kenneth Williams is written by R.D. Wingfield. The script edited by Jerry Jones and the series produced by Keith Williams.